What if we are far greater than we give ourselves credit for? This is the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Dean here. Welcome to the Possibility Explorer podcast. What a great pleasure it is to be with you. Hope you are having an absolutely phenomenal day, and maybe a phenomenal week, or maybe a phenomenal life. That would be one of my desires for you. And let's see what I can contribute today to move you a little further along in that direction, on that journey. So what is today's topic? Very simply put, today's topic is that your point of view creates your reality. Reality does not create your point of view. Very simply, what that means is your point of view about how something will show up determines how that something shows up. And this is so good, okay? It's such a great awareness to get. Why? Because so many of us have so many things we would like to change in our lives. So at least those of you listening to this podcast. And what we don't realize is it's our point of view that is creating what is showing up that isn't working. So the magic of that is if we can change our point of view, then we change how things show up for us. It's amazing. And a lot of people are stuck in the idea that things are happening to them and they have no say in the matter. And this turns that on its ear. And it's the only place from which we're actually empowered. It's the only place from which we go, oh, okay, I got this. I can do this. Oh, this actually is within my ability to change. Because if it's not a matter of changing the outside circumstances as much as it is changing your point of view about the circumstance, that it becomes much easier. But also, so if you look at that for a moment, all of us, if we would acknowledge it, would recognize that the only person we have charge over, if you will, is us, right? And so what it does is it also puts the awareness where it needs to be. It allows you to put your energy where you need to create change. And if we're going to have possibilities, we're going to have to be willing to embrace change also, because they go together and it's friggin' awesome when that happens. Because once again, I mean, how many things would you like to change in your life right now? If you were to just sit down, easy for me to say, I would like to change my inability to put words together. Do this. And maybe you want to stop the episode for a moment and just start a list, okay, of things you would like to change in your life. Pretty simple. And if you do that, one of the other things that you can then do is, what are my points of view that create it showing up the way that it is? Let me give you a couple examples, okay, and flush this out a little bit, because I realize at first blush, you know, first observation of it, it may not sort of go in, because you're like, no, it can't be that way. Why would I create this? Well, that's not a very good question to ask, but let me try to explain this a little bit, okay? So my friend Gary, the founder of Access, was watching a news program after Hurricane Andrew blew through Florida years and years and years ago. And there was this old guy on the TV, and they were interviewing all these other people. Well, they're interviewing all these people. And most of the people they were interviewing were like, I'm so angry at God. How could God take my house away? I mean, it was destructive, this particular hurricane. And then they got to this old guy who was standing there in his underwear, and behind him was a concrete slab where his house used to be. And the newscaster was like, sir, you must be devastated. And he went, well, I'm okay. She said, tell me your story. And he said, well, I moved down here because my doctor said that it would be better for my joints and my health. I used to live up north and winters got really tough. So I came down here and everything I owned was in that house back there. Sir, you must be devastated. It must be terrible. And he went, well, I'm okay. I still got me. Wow. Now look at that for a moment, okay? Who is going to have an easier time moving forward after this hurricane? The people that are yelling at God and pissed and angry about the situation, because we all know how paralyzing anger about a situation is and how ineffective, even though, yes, we go there a lot. Who's going to have more ease? Somebody who does that or somebody who functions like this guy does? Well, I still got me. And so you realize that it's within your grasp to choose a point of view that will actually create what you would like to create. Simultaneously, it's within your grasp, if you're not having the point of view that's actually creating what you would like, to actually change it. You know that clearing statement we went over in the last episode? By the way, if you haven't heard the last episode, please go listen to that. You don't necessarily have to go there right now, but I did talk about the clearing statement. And or you can go to theclearingstatement.com if you want an explanation of the clearing statement. And my point of view is it's the biggest upgrade in personal development since we have had personal development. But that allows us to change our points of view. So how does this point of view create your reality thing work? Another awareness, another example, okay? If a lot of us adopt the points of view of our parents. Now, look at this for a moment, because if you're a baby coming in, you have no idea how this reality works. You know, you're dependent on everybody for everything at the beginning of your life. And some people never get over it, but that's a story for another time. Okay, but you're dependent on everybody for everything. And what you're doing is, energetically, you're looking around and going, wow, how do they do it here? And as part of learning how they do it, what do? You pick up on how people do things, all kinds of things. And of course, it's going to be the people you're closest to and spend the most time with, namely mom and dad, brothers and sisters, sometimes grandparents. Some people have a different situation, you know, where they lived with somebody else or whatever, but it tends to be whoever you grew up with. And so what we do is we adopt the points of view that these people have, and we call it reality, and this is where we get stuck. We don't cognitively call it reality. We don't go, my reality is this. That would be kind of weird. Kind of entertaining, you know, if you're standing outside of that situation, but kind of weird, okay? So we don't cognitively go, I am calling this reality. We grow up and we just seem to have that as a reality. Well, so we don't even realize that there was a point at which that wasn't our reality. In other words, your reality is basically created from the sum total of the points of view you have taken and bought and chosen and the choices you have made based on those points of view. That is what is creating what's showing up in your life right now. And so if you look at that, then it's like, okay, wait a minute. If I were able to go back to when I took on those points of view that aren't working, and somehow change that, what else could show up now? Because one of the other things that I forgot to say in the third episode about the clearing statement is that when you do the clearing statement, I ask you to destroy and uncreate, but you can't destroy and uncreate what you are. The only thing you can destroy and uncreate is what you're not and the points of view that are not true for you that you have been holding on to as though they are that are limiting you. Because the only time you create a limited point of view is when you're functioning from a point of view that's not actually yours. Whew. Whoa. Okay. So, well, that may not be 100% true, but just it sort of makes the point. So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gadzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, podpock, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So, like, for example, if you grow up in a family like I did where money was a struggle. See, one part of my family, one half of my family, my mom's side of the family was poor as fuck, okay? They were poor AF. They were like the OGs of poor, okay? And That was funny. Anyway, that was funny in my mind. It may not have been funny to you at all, but it was funny in my mind. And so much of their world was about money, but also pretending that money didn't matter, and also trying to get by with little money and blah, 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 money, 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 money. Then the other side of my family had money. They were middle class, upper middle, like middle, upper middle class-ish, in that range. But their whole identity was about money. And so I grew up believing, number one, money was a struggle, and money was difficult, and money was very important, and you should have it because it determined your value. And if you don't have money, then you have no value. So I was seriously screwed up. I still am, only in different ways now. Much happier ways am I screwed up now. So because I had the point of view that money was a struggle, that is what I created growing up. So what happens is your point of view creates the reality that shows up. And then you experience that reality because your point of view creates that reality. And then you look back over several experiences of what you call your reality or your life or whatever you want to term it. And you go, see, I knew that was the case. So for example, my point of view that I bought from my very loving family was that money was a struggle. So I struggled with money my whole life until I got to Access Consciousness and it started changing dynamically, thank goodness. But I struggled with money my whole life because that's the reality I'd bought from my parents and my family. And I had this major significance on money because that's the reality I'd bought from my parents and my family. And I didn't know there was anything else. I didn't know something else could exist. And so I saw the significance of money and I saw the struggle with money as my life. And I had thousands of experiences that validated that that was reality. Well, had I not come to Access, I wouldn't know anything different. I would certainly not be sitting in a castle that I am part owner of, okay? God, that's amazing. I just look back, I say some of these things, I look at some of these things that my life now has in it. And it, so many times I look back to where I was 21 years ago, and it just blows me away. And I'm like, wow, if you would have said that this was possible, I would have laughed in your face. But that's the power of changing your points of view, because what happens is it's your underlying point of view, your actual point of view, that creates the reality that shows up. Now, what this tells us is we've got a heck of a lot of power. We just don't very often acknowledge it. And we don't realize how much power we have by the point of view we choose. The other thing we don't realize is that our point of view is actually a choice. So everywhere you have given up the awareness that the point of view you have and the point of view you take is a choice, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gadzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, puck, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And we'll do something I did on the last episode, which is what percentage of who, what, where, when, why, and how you are, and who, what, where, when, why, and how you are not, did you buy from your mother before the age of two? Everything that is times a gadzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and that last thing was kind of like a hairball, by the way, but I didn't do a very good hairball. Should have been, that would have been better. Okay, so what percentage of who, what, where, when, why, and how you are, and who, what, where, when, why, and how you're not, and can and cannot be, did you buy from your father before the age of two? Everything that is times a gadzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Let's do something more specific that a lot of you may be able to relate to. And part of what I'm trying to do with this is just introduce the concept and get you to be able to perceive some parts of where this may apply to you. Because if you start to get this, what'll happen is you will start to recognize where your point of view is creating a particular reality. And you'll notice the points of view you have that create a reality that works for you, that you really like, and you'll also notice where you have points of view that create a reality that you don't like. And the beauty is, with choice for something different, and the willingness to let go of your points of view as they were, and embrace something different and greater, and the clearing statement added to that allows you to actually change your points of view. I am a product of that. Hundreds of thousands of people around the world that I know and have worked with and other facilitators I've worked with are products of that. People have for years talked to people in Access and like, wow, how did you change this? You were this for so many years. We've been friends for 30 years and you were always this way. And now you're this different way that is so awesome. I never thought you would change it. How did you change it? And they go, oh, well, I started changing my point of view. I started using these Access Consciousness tools, started functioning from question more than conclusion. I started noticing every time this point of view would come up because it would have a heaviness and I would go, everything that allows that to exist, pock and pod. And so I started actually recognizing that I have choice, that I have other choices than I thought I had, because as your points of view go away, the road you've been going on that seems like it has walls to the left and right and there's no room, no light, no space, starts to expand and you start to perceive more space and more choices and more avenues you can go down. So you're no longer limited and stuck by just a particular rut in life that you think you have to experience life as. And then recognizing that you have a choice about your point of view, you also have a choice to change your point of view, and you have a choice about the choices that you make that don't have to function anymore from the knee-jerk reaction that sticks most people. Everything that is, everything that doesn't allow it for you, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyonds. I can't wait for the New York Times article to come out, or the Washington Post, or, you know, one of those really big ones. It'd probably be the LA Times, actually, because, you know, woo-woo California, where I used to live, by the way, you know, that says, Pock and Pod is sweeping the nation. You know, Pock and Pod, the superheroes of consciousness, are changing people's lives, is going to be awesome. Anybody who can help with that, please let me know. I'll receive all energetic contribution in that regard, because if people knew this stuff, they wouldn't live lives of quiet desperation anymore. Well, they wouldn't have to, at least. They would know that change was actually possible. That's why I created a podcast called The Possibility Explorer, so we could explore, wait for it, possibilities. Oh my goodness, God, the people in marketing are geniuses. Okay, so hopefully this is starting to move around in your world and open up some other doorways of awareness for you. So let's just take one thing. I asked you to write down things, but let's just take one thing that you don't really like the way it's showing up. And you can just have one word, okay? For example, money. Because the thing about money is no matter how much you have, you could always have more, number one. But also, it's not about the amount of money you have. It's about the ease with money you're willing to have. Because a lot of people think, I need to have more than enough money to cover everything for the rest of my life. Otherwise, I need to worry about it. But then there are other people that are like, well, I'm good. Yeah, money comes, money goes. I'm good. Which is like, whoa, I didn't know that could be a point of view. But it can be, and that's where you have ease with money. So let's, whatever subject you want, you can do money if you want. But I'm just going to go forward with that since I brought it up, and I brought it up a couple times because, and part of the reason I bring money up as the subject is because it's something that a lot of people would like to change their relationship to, and they recognize, they can see the fixed points of view their family had. A lot of the areas in which you have a point of view, you can't see the point of view. The evidence of the point of view that you have is the reality that shows up. Because what happens is you choose from your underlying point of view, whether you know it or not. And your underlying point of view, most of the time, is not actually cognitive. It's underneath the surface, which once again is why the clearing statement works so very well, because it goes to the energy of that. You don't have to cognitively get what your point of view is in order to change it. You simply have to go, hey, what I'm choosing isn't working for me. Everything that is, destroy and uncreate it, Pock and Pod. And then we have all kinds of other processes. We have all sorts of processing loops and ways of changing specific things energetically that are more of a deep dive. We're going to a little beyond the scope of today's conversation, but you recognize then that if it's your underlying point of view that is not cognitive, that is creating the reality that is showing up, your choice for something different, your request for something different, your willingness to ask a question like, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible that I've never considered? What different reality is available that I think, what different reality is possible? This is a great question. What different reality is possible beyond this reality that you're currently living, okay? Beyond this reality that I think is not possible, that if I allowed the possibilities, would actualize a different reality? I know it sounds like a long question, right? I'll say it one more time. So what different reality is possible beyond this reality that I think is not possible, that if I allowed the possibilities, would actualize a different reality? Everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So just a question like that can start the ball rolling. What else is possible can start the ball rolling. So this isn't as much a matter of finding the cognitive limitation and understanding the why, because here's another thing, and we'll get back to a little bit about points of view, but the other thing is a lot of people, almost everybody I know, thinks that if they can find out why they're choosing limitation, then they won't choose limitation any longer. It doesn't actually work. Because what happens is if you don't change the underlying point of view that created the limitation or the underlying energy that holds that point of view in place, well, then you're now going to know why you do it, but you're still going to do it. And now you're going to judge yourself for doing it because you know why you're doing it. So you judge you even more. So everywhere you found out why you're doing something and you thought that would set you free, but it didn't, it actually trapped you more because you kept doing it because you didn't get to the underlying energetic basis of it. So you kept choosing it because that underlying point of view was there creating your reality, because your point of view creates your reality. Reality doesn't create your point of view. And you kept doing it and then you judged yourself more because now you know why and you're still doing it. Well, you destroy and ungrade it, please. Times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, puck, shorts, boys, and beyonds. How much energy have you been putting into looking for why you were doing something, why you were choosing something, why you were being limited, that only puts you in a spiral of judgment of you? Everything that is, times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it all, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Once again, how much energy have you put into looking for why you are choosing something, thinking that would set you free, when all it did was trap you even more because you got part of the why, but you're still doing it, and now you judge yourself more? Everything that is, times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Oh my goodness, my friends, it's got lots of energy to it. That's a biggie. Okay, so we're taking the subject, okay? Money. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to write down all of the positive points of view you have about money and all of the negative points of view about money. And then, okay, let's do this. Write down five positives and five negatives, okay? After you're done with that, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to write down every point of view you have or that you have bought from someone else that limits your money flows. Okay, I'll wait. Okay, about a year probably. Okay. Every point of view you bought from anybody else, or every point of view you have, or any point of view you bought from anybody else that limits your money flows. It's going to be a list. Now, here's what I'd like you to do is for each of those things, go through and go, is that actually my point of view or did I buy it from somebody else? If you get that you bought it from somebody else, go, everything I did to buy that and everything I've created and uncreated as a result, destroy and uncreate it, return to sender with consciousness attached, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. If you don't have the sense of, hey, I bought this from somebody else, no problem. You just want to go to that point of view, okay, everything that allows us to exist is my reality and my point of view, I destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And the other thing that might help is you could write out a point of view that's an antidote to that point of view. Something like, or you could ask yourself this question, if I had total ease with, in this case, money, if I had total ease with money, or you could even go so far, if you really want to take a leap off a cliff, if I had total ease and joy with money, and some of you are trying, want to reach through the podcast wires right now and choke me for saying joy with money, but you could ask, if I had total ease and joy with money, what would I choose? So you start to get a sense of, ooh, there's something different. And the way it starts is, you know, I said the thing about you're an energetic being. That was last episode. I can't believe I remember last episode. I'm so impressed. I'm very, yay! Because I have basically the memory power of a tiny gnat. Anyway, if you have the what happens is when you shift the energetics of it just a bit, it starts to open up the awareness that it's actually possible. And you start to get a sense of being able to have a different energy with it. And this is what we're actually looking for. Like, for example, if you've ever been in a relationship and you were kind of, you know, as relationships go, primarily because of judgment, and we're going to have to probably do a relationship episode. Oh, the joy. Primarily because of judgment, what happens is you start with one judgment and or you feel like you're being judged and you separate. And anyway, if you've ever been in a relationship where it felt like there were walls of judgment between you, and then maybe you like went on vacation or something, or something came up, so you really had a really vulnerable conversation and you were willing to hear what they had to say and they were willing to hear you, and it felt like all the walls melted and you felt closer than you've ever been before. Well, that's a difference in energy. That, if we apply this, in this case, to money, once again, whatever the subject was that you're working on or looking to change here, see, when you get that sense of that sort of like melting into possibilities, that's you being you. That's you being in the world as you, and the way, that's like, that's being in the world on your terms, basically. But that's actually you, that's the you that is unfettered and unbound by those limited structures of points of view. And it's such an amazing gift to open up that space. Is so beautiful. It's like with that, with and if you can just get a little bit of it, just get started a little bit, you start to approach every day differently. You start to approach every day as this adventure of possibilities. And you realize that that's not I want to say like Pollyanna-ish, although I think Pollyanna was friggin' awesome personally. But, you know, she gets a bad rap because she was just willing to be happy all the time and contribute to everybody. So I guess it is like Pollyanna, actually, but not the judgment that she gets, like, oh, you know, you're Pollyanna, your head is in the clouds and blah, blah. No, Pollyanna had an immense amount of power and she saw everything as beautiful and possible and saw that she could contribute to everyone and did. And then they actually contributed to her when she needed it. So it's this way of being in the world that makes waking up every day a joy. And also it becomes this wonderful exploration of not how wrong am I and how fucked up am I again today? And, oh, I'm going to live the same thing today that I lived yesterday, but wow, I wonder what points of view I can become aware of today. I wonder what points of view I can change today. I wonder how much fun I can have discovering new things today. And I wonder how much fun I can have unlimiting myself. And I wonder how much fun I'm going to have. Totally different point of view. And that, my beautiful friends, is within our power dynamically. That is one of the things that I discovered when I first started doing Access 21 years ago. Oh my goodness. And it's why I'm doing this podcast, because I would love for you to have more of that. And I say again, it is fully within your grasp. And I got to say also, if I can do it, so can you. Okay. So there you go. Really, if you look from the perspective of what points of view do I have creating this site and what have I bought, do your best to return that to sender, pock and pod the points of view, and then look at what point of view, maybe, you know, that question, if I had total ease with this, what would my point of view be? And just ponder, play. Now, this little exercise that I've given you is by no means an exhaustive exercise. In fact, you know, if we were in an Access Consciousness class, this would be one tiny conversation we would have, and then we would do many, 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 many other things, okay? So I'm just doing this in the hopes that you'll allow yourself to get the ball rolling, allow yourself to know it's possible, because if you start knowing possibilities are possible and they actually exist, then you start seeking more out, and you too allow yourself to be the possibility explorer you actually are. And my beautiful possibility explorer friends, thank you very much for listening and or watching. I would be so grateful if you would like and subscribe, and please let people know so that we can get more possibilities out there into the world. I don't do this for me. it is fun, I must say. It is wonderful to be able to contribute to people from this depth and breadth of knowledge that I've been so blessed to be part of exploring in the last 21 years, but I actually do it as a contribution. And also, that's one of the other things, is we're wired to contribute to each other. That's when we shine. That is when the greatness, one of the areas in which the greatness of us shows up, and the gratitude for being alive, being able to be a contribution to people. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that because I was talking about that, blah, 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 blah. But what I was saying is, please let people know. I would be so grateful. And if it's been a contribution to you, please let me know. One of the greatest gifts I get on this journey, on this exploration of possibilities that I'm personally on, is when I receive gratitude from you guys. And I got to tell you, it makes my day every single time. And not only that, I cannot tell you the number of times where I would think, okay, I'm crazy. It's time for the little men in white coats to come take me away. People don't get what I'm talking about. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? I should just throw in the towel. And always, that is the day where I would get an email from somebody saying, I just want you to know that this thing that you put out there, the Being You Changing the World book, or the podcast, or the Tour of Consciousness videos, it friggin' saved my life, or something in that regard. And it's such an amazing gift. And part of the reason I bring that up is because we don't recognize how much our energy of gratitude might change somebody else's world. So, that can be one of the greatest gifts that we choose. One of the greatest points of view we can choose is that of gratitude, which isn't a point of view as much as it is a space of your being. So, allow me to tell you thank you for listening. Thank you for being a possibility explorer, or at least exploring the possibility of being a possibility explorer. And what can we create in the world together? And what if you, truly being you, exploring the possibility of changing all the limited points of view with ease, and actually enjoying the exploration of exploring possibilities, are the gift, the change, and the possibility this world requires. Thank you very much for being my beautiful friends. I very much look forward to seeing you someday soon. Bye-bye.
This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon. soaring into the unknown, remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.